And we think so many times because we missed it and messed up, he don't care. But he never condemns us. But he waits for us to get it right. He waits for us to get it right. Because you don't, sin will get you. It'll destroy everything you stand for, try to accomplish. But if you walk with God, sin can't touch you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I have given you my name. Listen to this now. I have given you my name, which is above every name, that is above every name that is named. Kingdom, powers, rulers, authority, no matter what class they are, they have all been defeated. And I have the keys of hell and death. Satan once had the keys of hell and death, even though he is death, but he doesn't have the keys to it anymore. It's appointed unto man once to die. Are y'all listening? But you choose when you die. Because he appointed the day, how many days you can live. Yeah. Satan had no right to come in and take you out before time. Unless you and God come in agreement that I'm ready to go now, Lord. I want to ask the question again. What does it mean to be one with the Lord? It means I'm in charge. Not these circumstances around me bringing fear, doubt, unbelief, and trying to put pressure on me and make me do something against the will of God. What does it mean to be one with the Lord? I am in charge, not them. So you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to feel condemned. You don't have to try to perform. You don't have to try to put on a show. Just do what he said. And you're free to raise your hand. You don't have to try to impress nobody. You don't have to try to say it a certain way. You're just free before God. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? Hallelujah. Revelation 1:18, go ahead and put that up. Moving right along. Glory to God. Woo. Am I helping anybody? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Woo. You don't know it's helping me more than probably helping you. In some areas of my life, I live with such shame, condemnation, didn't tell nobody. But the Lord talked to me. I'm so glad to be free. Hallelujah. You know, the worst mistake you can make, one of the worst mistake you can make is start trying to compare yourself with somebody else. And one of the worst mistakes you can make, I am who I am in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And Satan will take that stuff and have you looking at people, and you see some folks, you think they're so happy, and you find out they're miserable than you are. Revelation 1:18, I am he that liveth. Who is he? Jesus said, I am he that liveth. And was dead. Was dead. He died. Truly died. Now people, you hear people preaching and say, he just went into the grave. No, he didn't. Jesus went to hell. Because the scripture said, "You think who you think I'm going to believe, what somebody else say or what the scripture said?" Hallelujah. And was dead, but look at what it say now. And behold, I'm alive for a little while. Huh? I'm alive for how long? I'm alive forevermore. And that means ain't nothing gonna kill Jesus or stop him again. All these things that you deal with every day, that's against your peace of mind, against your health, against your peace of mind or sanity and the thing you set out to do, it's an enemy who set out to destroy you. He wants you to walk through life blindly. He don't want you to see clearly. He wants you to be blind in the fog. But you understand. And when you're in the fog, when you're in the dark, you do a lot of dumb things. You do a lot of dumb things, hurt yourself, against yourself. And you think, and some people think they're cool, but they don't know what a fool they're being. Only to pay the price they're not even able to pay later on because of the foolish, dumb, ignorant mistakes and sin they made because they were walking in darkness. Yeah. A sinner to hear the gospel and walk away is the biggest fool that's on planet Earth. I'm going to say it again. For a sinner to hear the gospel and explain to them well, they turn their nose up and walk away. They don't know what kind of fool they are. Because they will pay for eternity in separation and suffering and pain and hellfire for the rest of eternity. And eternity doesn't even have an end. Time has an end, but eternity doesn't. So he said, why y'all keep taking the scripture down? Come on, put it back up. I am he that liveth and was dead. You ever notice I preach by scripture now? I just don't get up and talk off the top of my head. Hallelujah. I believe we ought to make plain the scripture. I am he that liveth, so you can't go out and say Jimmy said. Was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore. Amen. Amen. You know what amen means, don't you? So be it. You got it. And have the keys. Who got them? And have the keys of who? Hell and death. Satan do not decide who go into hell. But God, Jesus said, I got the key to put them in and lock them up and they can't get out. Ooh, isn't that something? I have the keys of hell and death. Glory to God. So, since he had the keys, Satan is no longer in control of death. I got the keys to my house. I got the keys to my vehicle. You are not in charge. Who rides in my vehicle? You are not in charge of who lives in my house. Because I got the key. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me today? So what does it mean to be one with the Lord? It means God had put me in charge on this earth.